KCRW sponsors include Make It Universal and Rotten Tomatoes, presenting Scene on Screen with Jacqueline Coley, a brand new podcast about the people at NBC Universal and the movies that define them. Available wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
Hello, I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of the Wall Street Journal. If you need any more evidence that God works in mysterious ways, check out Paolo Sorrentino's lovely new film, The Hand of God. The title is misleading. I assumed that a religious subject plus an Italian filmmaker probably added up to a deeply serious film. Wrong, or partly wrong, this is a joyous piece of autobiography full of unholy fun. It's set in Naples, where Sorrentino was born, in the 1980s when he came of age. God does seem to reach down into the young hero's life at a moment that isn't just serious, but tragic. Still, the intervention operates through the instrument of the soccer legend Diego Maradona. He has just answered Naples' prayers by arriving in town to play for the local team. Most of the film's recollections focus on family. Almost everyone is seen through the eyes of Fabietto Schisa, a 17-year-old with a dreamer's demeanor and a crazy idea about becoming a movie director. In other words, it's the story of a budding artist, a kid who dreamed so well that he grew up to make The Great Beauty and win a foreign film Oscar for it. Just as sports fans in the Naples of that time worshipped Maradona, moviegoers loved the films of Federico Fellini for their depth of feeling in the early days, then increasingly for their celebration of the grotesque. Fabietto is a Fellini fan. He even gets to be in the great man's presence when his older brother, Marchino, an aspiring actor, takes him to a cattle call audition where Marchino hopes Fellini will hire him as an extra. Yet Sorrentino goes his boyhood idol one better. His grotesques, the ones in this film, look as strange as anyone Fellini ever put on the screen. He dramatizes them with such fond intensity, though, that they seem solidly grounded in their humanity. Any coming-of-age film worthy of its category has a sexual initiation scene. This one is an exception only by virtue of how exceptionally strange but affecting that scene turns out to be. And Fellini is not the only Italian director who figures in the story. Fabietto has an encounter, as the filmmaker did in real life, with Antonio Capuano, who roughs him up verbally, calls his most cherished convictions about art into question, and helps him find the path he eventually takes. As for Fellini, Fabietto's brother overhears him tell a journalist that cinema's not good for anything, but it's a distraction. A distraction from what, the journalist asks. From reality, Fellini says. Reality's lousy. Far from being a distraction, The Hand of God creates a reality that's hilarious, heartbreaking, and remarkable for its buoyancy and grace. It's a film from the hand of a master. I'm Joe Morgenstern. I'll be on KCRW next week with more reviews.
KCRW sponsors include Make It Universal and Rotten Tomatoes, presenting Scene on Screen with Jacqueline Coley, a brand new podcast about the people at NBC Universal and the movies that define them. Available wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.